good. No, because
go again.
I was going to say good evening, but I don't want people to think that they have to listen to it in an evening time or a morning time. Like, we just want you to do your thing.
Anytime you consume your content.
Good hey.
We ain't picky.
Good hey to you. Lisa Hamilton here. And
I myself am Dan Morrison, and welcome to Vodka, Sofa and Lies.
We're so excited to be back for another week.
Yeah. Glad we invited ourselves back to do this.
Yeah, we let ourselves do it. Thanks to those of you who listened last week.
Yeah.
Hope you can...
A lot of great feedback.
Yeah, great.
Everyone's really into the smut, it seems.
Yeah, so we will... I mean, that's where we feel comfortable, so that's where we're going to continue.
One note I'd give ourselves.
Yeah.
Probably talked about cum too much.
I think not enough.
Not enough?
I doff my cap to us for talking about cum so much.
Okay, well, maybe we can up the ante... In the near future.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, speaking of coming, there was a lot going on this week. A lot for us to talk about. I'm wet with opinions.
Yeah.
The
when
Grammys.
Are you not?
Yeah, true. The Grammys were on. We're going to unpack a little bit of Justin Lacco.
From I'm a Celebrity fame.
Yes. We're also going to introduce a new game segment.
An award, really.
An award, really, yeah. That these people should be so lucky to
receive.
And then we're going to round it out with some Riverdale, One Tree Hill, Chad Michael Murray. Because
why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's like an after-dinner mint.
Love it. Mm. I actually hate after-dinner mints, but let's move on.
Okay. That's fucked.
I hate mint and chocolate just in general. But
No. Mint and chocolate is a bad idea unless it's after-dinner mints.
Okay. I see that. I feel that.
Or a mint slice, actually, now that I think
Well, see,
about
this
it.
Is where you've lost me.
Okay. Well, should we just fuck the whole podcast off then?
What, sorry?
We just finish the podcast. We can't agree on mint and chocolate.
No, I think it's fun to have, you know, different dynamics here.
Okay. I feel funny now.
I could see my eyes being a little incensed then when we're having that conversation. Like, I could feel the intensity behind my eyes and I scared myself.
I did a little twitch.
Yeah.
Much like I saw you today getting... fired up about Kacey Musgraves.
Well, a friend of ours won't like to hear this, but there was an old gay that didn't understand the impact.
Old gay is so offensive. But
yeah, but didn't understand the impact that Kacey Musgraves has had recently, I guess, with the gay community and with the country community to earn Album of the Year at the Grammys.
And I'm going to put my hand up. Mm-hmm. I'm not too proud to say... I didn't know who the fuck she was. Like, I knew who she was, but
yep.
I watched the Grammys in its entirety, mm-hmm. thought it was a spectacular show.
Mm-hmm.
And as, you know, as a member of the theatre world,
yep.
I got production value was sensational. Mm-hmm. And then it got to Album of the Year.
Yeah.
And they announced this chicky babe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who?
Really?
Who? Yeah.
That was like the year Beck won for me and I didn't know who the fuck that was.
Yeah, I do. I actually remember that and I was like, I'm pretty sure Kanye was...
That's when he like ran up to the stage and was not happy with that either.
Yeah,
but pulled back last second.
Yeah, made quite a habit of doing those kinds of things. But yeah, so I went through the five stages of... the Grammys.
Okay.
And not
grief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We could call it grief. But at first I was like, who's this bitch? Like there's so many incredible albums this year.
Yeah.
And then she's just swanning in on a cowboy boot.
The thing I enjoyed a lot today when I actually asked you about her, you were like, well, I've listened to it and it's very simple.
Yeah.
The thing I did really enjoy was your impersonation of the lyrics. Can you just like give us a few lyrics?
Yes, I can.
That you remember?
But I'll have you know that I wasn't like ripping this from my bum hole.
No.
This was me.
I understand it's from her album.
It's her actual album. So I, given the industry that we work in, I was like, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and go away and listen to this album, Golden Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shooketh because there I was like, I don't like country music.
Yeah.
And I'm tapping away.
Yeah.
Slow burn and all of that. And I was fucking
loving
it. I've been converted. However, musically, like, I loved it. That she lost me a little bit on the lyrics. I need to tell you that it was like that. It's a little too sweet for me, and it was just like, I'm a girl in the real world, and there's a rainbow and a butterfly, and then yeah, that's real, and I've also had some shrooms and written this song.
And that's what got her the Grammy.
Yeah.
And you've got to understand that and accept that.
Okay. Can I ask you?
Yes.
I'm going to put this back on you. Mm-hmm. That's like me shining a light on you.
Ooh, it's bright.
What is it that you love about her? And why does the music strike such a chord with you?
My thing was, I was defending that it was a good album. I'm not saying that, like, it's my favorite one of the year, all of that kind of thing. But also, like, compared to everything else that was there, I didn't really give a shit that it did win. Like, I think it was deserved compared to what it was up against. Sure. And if you ask me straight right this second who is it up against, couldn't tell you. No goddamn idea. Oh, but happy she won.
Yes.
I just think she's that good kind of, like, country music, but, like, straddling, like, the pop world a little bit, that it's simple enough that it's palatable.
It's,
you know,
so
what I mean?
Simple.
It is simple. And do you know what? The days that we live in now, they're getting more and more simple. It's hard to take stuff in that's difficult to understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't like that highbrow shit no more. We just need stuff that we can consume.
Yeah. So, I mean,
without a lot of thought.
I mean, to that point, I was really trying to unpack why people, like, I understand, like, your bouffant moms in Texas being like, yeah, I'm going to play this for my girl because my girl's going to grow up. She's going to know that it's all butterflies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like,
and so she should.
Yeah. And then I thought, okay, maybe on the flip side, there's, and I don't know if this is, I mean, let me just talk this out. And, and it could,
we'll get there.
And it could sound racist.
Yep.
But,
oh, okay.
And no. What I'm trying to what I'm trying to say is, are we getting all this music that has a message and a purpose and all of this sort of stuff, and it's just there's so much overload, and then maybe she's a bit of a refuge? And it really does feel like I'm having a bath with a $12 Lush bath bomb when I listen to her music. I don't necessarily have to think too much. It just, I feel.
And the Chardonnay you're drinking was on special 100%. In the bath.
100%. It was on special 7 years ago, and it's not the kind that needs to age.
No,
it's
absolutely
the kind that you have to drink it immediately.
Yeah, if you don't drink it within 24 hours, it will poison you.
Yeah, and I'm still standing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is that why you like it? Because it's just kind of like easy listening, whatever?
Yeah, I don't have to think.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also really enjoy Space Cowboy. I'm not going to, like, play that down whatsoever. Yeah. That is a jam.
I did listen to it and I enjoyed it. She's also, it has come out, she's an ally of the LGBTQ.
She was on RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars as a judge.
Yeah. So
that's how you get your face in front of the people.
Good on her for being a country music singer and not wanting to burn the gays.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to burn the gays.
Yeah.
There's a history of that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it. Funny. Not speaking about gays, Shawn Mendes' arms.
Ooh.
Were on display.
Wait, not speaking about gays because...
Because we can't put that on him anymore. He doesn't like the whole, like, people, you know, questioning.
He obviously hasn't had that good dick yet.
Because otherwise he'd be singing about big dicks and bottoming. Oh, God, no, I don't know.
I mean, do you want to be the guy to help him find his...
Well, I wouldn't say no, but I just,
I'm so, I mean, I'm so attracted to him. And
what did it do to you when you saw him sitting down there at that pianos with the arms out?
Oh, my God, of course. I was, my first thought was, that's a cut-off shirt.
Yeah.
Cut me off because I'm horny.
Yeah.
You know, cut me off from looking at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting way too aroused right now.
Yeah.
And then to add in Miley Cyrus, who
looked like a fucking babe.
Yeah. And has also dabbled in the lesbian waters with Stella Maxwell.
Oh, what a callback.
I know too much. I know too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing was erotic.
Yeah.
To say the least. Speaking of piano, you just did that segue. Well, I feel like all we were going to say about Shawn Mendes was his arms. Thirsty shit. Yeah.
There's not much more to say.
Packed that away.
Yeah.
Cut to Cardi B and her performance.
I love Money, and that music video deserves all the awards.
Her humping the piano was pure art.
Yeah.
In my mind.
It was probably a great follow-up to your thirst that you had earlier on in the evening when you saw Shawn.
Yeah.
You needed to release that, and her doing that was a release of that visually.
Yeah, 100%. It was like second course. I'm dripping.
Yeah.
I'm dripping wet. And she embodied, she embodied all of that. What I really liked to picture was whoever the choreographer is, because there was about 20 girls humping as well.
Yeah.
And, like, that's their job.
Yeah.
Was to just, like, hump the air.
Yeah. And you're imagining what the choreographer's saying and go, you two fuck each other. You two fuck each other. Yeah. Cardi, get on that piano.
Sweetie, you ain't grinding up enough, okay? We need it up in the air. But I was shook because the camera came in deep on the piano and there was some wild bitch just like on the keys. She's and I thought, whoa, Cardi.
Yeah.
Cardi's on that Beethoven shit. It was just some angry piano player.
That piano player, A Star Is Born, with her.
Everyone
was focusing on her at that point.
Until until Cardi started popping. But she's deleted her Instagram now,
because of all the negative comments about her winning, which I believe is like a byproduct of like Ariana and Nicki getting angry about shit and all their fans going ape shit.
Yeah, so obviously things aren't great between Cardi and Nicki still.
No.
But Ariana Grande, and I don't think anybody who's listening to our podcast is like a true like stan.
Yeah.
But
I'll just watch yourself. I am. I'll just wait till you finish this comment and we might just have to end the podcast.
You're
here.
An Ariana Grande stan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm the reason Cardi deleted her Instagram. I was up in there.
She sent you out.
Yeah.
No, I think she's sticking her foot in it a bit. And I love the fact that she jumps on Twitter and her social platforms and she's, you know, unashamedly talks about stuff. But I don't know, like she saying all that shit. Like, I mean, people are going to always draw the connection that she was throwing shade about Mac not winning.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't be like naive about that and be like, oh no, that wasn't what I was saying. Like, it's very clear, like, what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Especially when people go and delete shit as well. Like, that's...
You've deleted it. We know, babe.
Yeah, we've connected the dots. It's done.
And if there's one thing that I have learnt, it is that people can screenshot things that you have put on the internet.
And exactly. Then, you know better than anyone.
Yeah. We don't need to go into that anymore because I've actually had quite a few years of therapy to move on from that incident.
Your regrets are like tattoos on your body at this point.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you.
That was like kind of poetic, wasn't it? I didn't even mean that.
It was. Yeah. And in no way do we want anyone to take like learnings away from this podcast.
There is nothing to learn here. This is for the uneducated.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's important right now to let people know, like, please do not take anything away from this.
We are no point of authority.
No.
Wisdom.
If you go away from this podcast feeling like, whoa, I'm gonna do good in the world today, we've done you a disservice.
Yeah. You are, quite frankly, you're wrong.
Yeah, and switch off and never come back because that kind of positive energy is not what we want around here.
We're in the pits.
Yeah. Now, body positivity.
Great seg. Love the segue.
I was watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
But then maths started. I've been
keeping abreast of what's been happening.
Something big happened. Oh my God, I thought you said something being happened. I was just like, wow, yeah, we're definitely like dialing up the whole uneducated angle of this podcast.
Yeah, we want to.
Yeah, it was all Evie's, how you say her name, right? Yeah. Even though it's spelled with a Y at the start.
Yeah,
Evie.
Tricky.
Yeah. They were doing what, like a weigh-in, a challenge? I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
And they had to figure out how much weight they've lost since they've been there.
Yeah.
And she did this very impassioned speech about her like struggle with her eating disorder and everything, like through her life and always being someone who she felt was being scrutinized and I just don't want to say anything wrong as I say I'm really thinking about every word I'm saying just so I don't say it in a negative light.
I'm waiting for you to trip up because I want nothing more than for you and me to go head to head and rip each other apart on this.
No. But oh my God. I'm going to choke.
You okay, sweetie?
Yeah, no, I'm great. But after this impassioned speech about her struggles with it,
which,
like growing.
Which garnered her so much, like, you know, everyone online just had nothing
full support.
But support and said, thank you so much for telling your story and you know, speaking out on this. And, you know, and she wasn't hysterical. She wasn't.
No.
She was,
no, she was very put together talking about it. She, like, knew what she was going to say, which was great.
And then Justin.
Justin, old motherfucking Flacco.
Who?
Oh, my God. No, I said
don't.
It wrong. Lacco. I keep saying Flacco for some reason, but so, it's Lacco. I know. Drop the F.
This bitch, Daniel, thinks that he's A$AP Rocky or something, pretty Flacco. And
just jazzing up the name.
Yeah, calling him Justin Flacco. It's Lacco.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse, to be honest.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably one of the biggest reasons why I switched over to MAPS was because I couldn't stand him constantly going on about how hot he is.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like not ironically.
No, I can't see the irony when he's not very good at being like
he's not a good actor
cynical.
Like pulling off a joke
it wasn't flying and also you can't say that and be actually hot like it doesn't no compute in my head
and that no exactly and that like links to him actually when he approached Evie like after her whole speech and thought it was a good idea to speak to her about how he was offended by what she said because he also has struggled with his body issues, which he said what he started it with was that he used to get bullied in school because he was little.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, is very off the mark of what Evie was talking about to begin with.
Completely. And she isn't standing up there and speaking on behalf of everyone who has body image issues. She was speaking from the perspective of someone who has struggled with being overweight and how, like, it makes no sense for him to come in and be like, your point about saying that you've struggled with being overweight was offensive to me as someone, like, I have no doubt that he probably maybe when he was younger struggled with and you know, body dysmorphia is not selective. Like you can have body dysmorphia and be anorexic and be overweight. Like, so I completely appreciate.
Yeah.
I just think
his approach,
argument was so.
I know. And misguided. And his like basis for everything was from him being in the modeling world and like people scrutinizing him that way, even though that's like a career he's chosen as well to like stay in. Like, and he was also trying to make out that he has, like, it's not his fault that he looks the way he does.
Yeah.
And then I just have to say the funniest thing during his speech was, like, when he had to give examples of people saying stuff about him when they've said he's too hairy.
Yeah.
And he's like, and because he I look like this, he ripped his singlet up to show his, like, ripped fucking body as to make a point. And I was just like, bitch, you are so far off the mark. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And, like, Evie was great just standing there just, you know, tolerating it.
Yeah, she did well to just shut her mouth. Even I would have been like, are you for? Am I being pranked?
Yeah. It was wild.
Like,
it was wild.
This is an actual scene from Zoolander. I know people like joke about him being Zoolander, but like, is this for real? And I wrote down a couple of my favorite quotes.
Oh, I know one of them because it was one of my favorite as well.
So he went on some fucking crazy ass tangent about numbers.
Oh, love it.
And Evie was just standing there like, bless her, just really trying not to like crack it. I would have, and she just, in the most condescending way, but still ever so sweet, just wrote, numbers are amazing,
and it was
perfect. Killed me
because he was talking about the importance of like numbers that tell us the time and tell us our weight, and like I was just like, What?
And literally all she could say is numbers are amazing and God bless her for doing that.
I loved that.
I also liked at the height of his impassioned speech, mm-hmm. One of his points was, I'm an icon.
Mm. Hard to hear.
Sorry?
On the ears.
Sorry?
Hard to hear.
I'm an icon? Says who? You were on Love Island. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Just because you're hot.
No one really remembers a show that was on Nine Go.
No.
Having said that, I watch every fucking episode.
religiously watch it.
Oh, my God.
And my body is aching for a new season.
I can't fucking wait for a new season. But having said that, not an icon.
No, not an icon. Does not an icon make.
No.
So, once again, I feel like we went into like a really nice space about talking about body posy.
Yeah.
And
so we're going to talk about someone else's body, who they were feeling positive about.
Yes. So, it is time for our inaugural Dina Award.
Can you explain what a Dina Award is to people listening?
I'd love to, Daniel. So we're all familiar with Dina Lohan.
Oh, and how could you not be?
No. She, yeah.
Sorry, no, I just wanted to quickly pop in the headline that I saw this week because she's currently in Celebrity Big Brother in the US.
Yeah,
She did explain to the housemates that she's been in a relationship with a man for 5 years she's never met.
Yeah.
Please continue. That's all I just wanted to add in there.
As an aside, and I think the listeners will appreciate that.
Yeah.
So she, in my mind, is the ultimate fame whore.
Yeah.
Without having any talent except for exploiting your daughter and doing a lot of cocaine with her.
Yeah.
which...
And looking terrible while you do it.
I don't know. Sue me. Maybe that is a talent. Yeah. Maybe that's something that's good.
Yeah.
But she...
We don't have children to exploit yet, though.
No, not yet. But you better believe mommy's going to be giving her a bag. Maybe take that bit. Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
Okay, so she, I mean, at the height of Lindsay's kind of like rise and then like fall, and you know, she's on the up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Dina was there. Dina was pushing her.
Yeah.
Dina was getting in front of the cameras. Dina like loved TMZ. She was there. So for me, I just think Dina Lohan, fame whore.
Yeah.
So every week.
Yeah.
Maybe every week.
Yeah.
we're going to award the Dina to someone.
Yeah. The fame whore of the week, basically.
The fame whore of the week, yeah. So it's with great pleasure that I wish to announce this week's Dina Award goes to Rami Malek's penis.
Yes.
Yay!
Main appearance at the BAFTAs this week.
Yes. So he won the award for Best Actor at the BAFTAs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's sartorially adventurous, so he's going to wear a crisp white suit.
Yeah.
You know what happened, though?
Mm-hmm.
Someone wasn't getting enough airtime.
Yeah.
And that was his knob.
Yeah, his knob.
Because he got inside Rami's head and said, don't wear a pair of underwear with those white pants.
Yeah.
I need to get out.
Yeah.
And so that...
I'll show you who's the best supporting actor.
Yeah, that uncircumcised... Plonker.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a plonker, though? That's the other thing.
Well, yeah, I just call them plonkers.
Okay. Oh, in general.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like it's not relation to size.
Oh, no, but if we want to go there.
No, no. Are you a bit of a size queen or not really?
What does that mean?
Like size
I can tell size.
Well, no.
Numbers,
well,
numbers are amazing.
No, I mean like do you need like a certain size in that situation or no?
Situation being
sex. Yes.
Because if it's walking,
I'm trying to keep the smut down here without actually like going into it. But like innuendos apparently aren't landing. So, how big's the dick you want to get fucked by?
Okay. So I've had them all.
Mm.
I've had the big old big ones I used to date this guy where, we actually just couldn't have sex because his penis was so big.
Yeah.
It was like he would come over and we would try and it couldn't happen, and then he would just like roll over in the night and he would roll first and then his dick would flop on the bed after. Like it came 2.5 seconds later. Yeah. It was a Golden Globe.
Yeah. It was like having your dog sleep in the bed with you and your husband.
And it was barking.
Yeah.
You know?
Barking mad.
It was, and so that's not for me.
No.
Because I get UTIs quite badly. I have a tiny urethra and a very petite vagina, I'll have you know.
That's good to know.
Oh, you're so uncomfortable. And you
I didn't know
we
were going to go there like so quickly. I was like, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So back to your original question. I'll take anything if they know what to do with it.
Yep.
Within reason.
Yeah.
If it's,
you don't want to be murdered.
I don't want a thumb. And yeah. I've been with a leaky thumb before as well.
A leaky thumb?
Yeah. I dated this one guy in London and his penis just like, I would touch it and it would just start leaking. And it was a thumb. It was like literally a thumb.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something was wrong there. Almost medically, yeah. I would say. Did you tell him to go get it checked out?
We honestly our relationship was just taking a few pingers together and then it was just for the summer.
Well, maybe his leaky dick was a reaction to all the pingers you were taking. Who knows?
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I think he's expecting a child now.
Oh, good on him. So the leaky penis works.
Yeah.
It's not like malfunctioning.
No.
It's just really keen
to
impregnate.
Those guys are ready to get out there.
Those guys are swimmers.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Swimmers with a
congratulations
little...
to whoever this man is. Yeah.
I can't say his name.
No, absolutely not. Please don't.
Yeah.
We'll get sued.
So Rami Malek's pain just poking on out of his white pants and he wins the...
He wins the Dana this week.
If I can for a moment...
Yes.
I interviewed him... a few months ago, last year, for a junket.
I watched.
For
Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Yeah.
It's not my style to kind of like, I keep it closed. Whatever interaction I have with the celebs, he was a bit of a dick though.
Okay. I feel like that's been like a general consensus from most media I've heard. Yeah.
He just wasn't, and I'm great. I'm good at my job and he was not giving me
and so
anything.
Modest.
I know.
So modest.
But I rolled in there and like mind you I had to do the interview on a Saturday which is cutting into me time so it's like
and you're probably hungover I imagine.
How dare you?
It's a Saturday morning. Are we all not millennials?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And I rolled in there and he was like doing the whole I don't know why I go.
Is this Casey Musgraves again?
he was way too cool. He was like, "Yeah, I'm just living on coffee at the moment because I'm going Casey Musgraves." Anyway, I'm not going to do his accent, but he was just I'm living on coffee and I'm so jet lagged because I just got in last night. I'm like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm sick of going to these junkets and these people being like, I'm so exhausted. It's like, you get paid a dickload of money.
Yep.
Show up.
Do the fucking press.
You have to do half a day of interviews. So what if you have to answer the same questions a few times? Yep. I'm never going to ask you the same questions as other people. I always ask, like, do you have a penis, like, piercing, for example?
Yeah.
You know, I keep it fresh. And so I can't stand it when they have this attitude.
When I do my fucking day job, I get asked the same fucking question all the time and I just put up with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to keep my job and I'm a normal fucking human being.
I just say in a really passive-aggressive email, as per my email, like the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. So see attached.
Get off my dick, Rami Malek. Stick.
Yeah. And last topic of the podcast for this evening, or day, whatever. I know we covered this before, but whenever the fuck you're listening to this.
We
want to
keep it vague.
Was Mr. Chad Michael Murray just recently
along.
Oh, really? Still? Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay.
he was cast in season 3, the current season of Riverdale, as a cult leader, from what I read in the articles.
Yeah.
And that just kind of, I think, took us back a bit to One Tree Hill days, because how do you hear the name Chad Michael Murray and think
that's synonymous
of that
with off?
With off,
true,
exactly.
True off stands will know.
Oh, I love a bit of off.
So, the vibe I'm getting now from Riverdale is it's where, like, once upon a time, teen heartthrob zaddies go
to die
out to pasture, go to die. You've got,
and I'd agree with you there.
Yeah. You've got Skeet.
Yeah.
Skeet. You've got that guy that's married to Kelly Ripa. You've got Luke Perry. And now add Chad Michael Murray into
to the fold.
Yeah.
It's this. Okay. So I haven't watched Riverdale for a while. Mm. So I kind of jumped out at like early season 2-ish.
He skipped out.
Yeah. And then I was like, do you know what? Because this is an interesting topic, I'm going to jump back in. So yeah. I went to the latest episode of the latest series.
Yeah. Was that
I just have
weird?
To say, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
There's something called the Gargoyle King. You're watching, aren't you?
Okay. So I was season 1, season 2.
Yeah.
Tie me down on the bed. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah.
Bit
of that KJ Apa.
Yeah, I loved KJ. I loved Cole. I loved Betty.
Yeah.
And Camila Mendes.
Veronica.
Sorry. I loved it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much because it was, I'm a sucker for an over the top
mm-hmm.
high school drama.
And that's why we love Off.
That's why we love Off. That's why I'll shove Gossip Girl right up me. That's why, I mean,
The OC.
Yeah.
All of it.
Which could be tied back to some deep-seated issues I have with my high school years.
So this is the thing I know. This is the thing I actually wanted to bring up because I like watched the recent like episode of Riverdale mm-hmm. and they saw this like weird shit happening with like gangs. One of them has a bow and arrow now as well, which was
oh yeah,
just Cheryl. Really con- Cheryl.
No, Cheryl Blossom is like, she's our queer queen.
Yeah.
With a bow and arrow.
Can you explain to me why she has a bow and arrow, but quickly, if there's an actual
are you trying to say it? That I go on too much about
no,
shit
no,
like
I would
this?
Just like to see if it could be summarized really quickly why the fuck she would
because
have a bow and arrow.
Because she's from this rich, white, privileged family and, mm-hmm. like, she grew up learning archery.
Okay,
and so
yeah.
she, when they were looking for the killer, she just pulled out a bow and arrow once and
mm-hmm. And now it's yeah. synonymous with
because she was like, she was the bully, but also she was a cousin and helped out. And like, there's just so.
I like how you so casually said, like, when they're looking for the killer, like as if that was normal.
Yeah.
And that's, but that's like something I kind of wanted to discuss as well. It's like mm-hmm. Riverdale and like One Tree Hill, just say if we're going to like compare the two, because, you know, yes, Chad Michael Murray is like entering yeah. into this world as well. So they're kind of connected now. Mm-hmm. I just want to believe they're connected. When did both shows jump the shark, would you say? Because I have a lot of great moments from One Tree Hill okay. that I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay, well, for me, Riverdale lost me when Archie was about to go to jail mm-hmm. and when Betty's mom and sister started getting into the witchcraft shit. And, like, I love witchy poos. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But it just really started getting a bit too much, and it's the plot lines are went, and then you had to throw your phone as well just
so
to be
annoying.
Even more dramatic.
Go back to the witch stuff. Go back to the witch.
Bitch is getting messages in the middle of our podcast.
No, go back to the witch stuff.
Okay,
I'll cut this out.
No, don't cut
no,
it out.
It's so annoying.
So. He doesn't want you to know that he's getting messages from someone. So, yeah, I couldn't cop it when they were getting into the seance shit. And, yeah,
I'm all into the witch stuff. Love a bit of charm back in the day.
100%. And then I dipped out at that point because I was like, it's sad enough that I'm a grown woman mm-hmm. watching this show.
Yeah.
I don't need to insult myself.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I just got a bit over it. And then speaking about Off,
mm-hmm.
it lost me when she went on tour.
She, as in?
As in, what's her name?
Oh, Hayley.
Hillary, blah, blah, blah. No.
Peyton.
No. The
Hayley.
She made, she became.
What did I say? Did I say Hillary?
No, I said Hillary.
Hayley. Hayley's the one that was like the singer.
Yeah, she went on tour and then had that. And I was just like, over this.
Did you stick around for all of it?
No.
Or did you actually jump out?
No. I tap out. I don't put myself through that kind of. I've tapped out of Riverdale, and I know that it's gone to a weird place with the gargoyles and shit. But
so
you stuck with it, didn't you?
I stuck with One Tree Hill for the full 9 seasons that I went through,
and you must have been busy.
Very busy. This was high school, uni, last week, you know, for me, like it was a time when there wasn't a lot going on. Things you miss though, which I just want to catch you up on.
Yeah.
So remember Nathan Scott of, you know, the half brother of Lucas Scott, Chad Michael Murray. Yes, you do. But
yep. Don't need to break it down.
I'm not insulting you. No. Just also the audience may not know.
Sorry.
So their mutual father had heart problems during the show and needed a heart transplant. Do you know of what happened in the show?
Yeah, but I'm just wrong.
Yeah. And while waiting in the hospital for his heart, there is a scene where the person that like runs from an ambulance, what do you call them? Like a, I don't know, whoever's transporting the heart these days. I don't know the like official name for whoever's
the guy from like the blood center and
whatever. Yeah. The guy that's holding the goddamn heart.
He's got an Esky.
He's got the transplant. Transplant guy. He runs into the hospital and trips over something or someone's leg, and the case that's holding the heart falls out and the heart spills across the floor, and then a beautiful golden retriever comes through and eats the heart off the floor.
I can't breathe.
And that, my friend, is when it all came crumbling down.
For you, that's
there was
you.
A lot of things before that. There were like psycho stalkers that were like, and then there was like Dan shot Keith in the school during the school shooting.
No,
and did you get up to that point?
Yeah, and yes, I did. And then also the dad came back as a ghost. Like there was some weird shit happening. And then also, what was the redheaded bitch that? And then they crashed the car and
Rachel?
Drowned.
Yeah,
and there was
the cheerleader.
That. Yeah, I lived for the off-camera drama as well.
Oh, because, like, Sophia Bush was, like, married to Chad Michael Murray and they broke up?
But they kept on filming, what, like, 5 more seasons after they divorced? Just, like, it was no biggie.
Yeah, just keep it casual.
I mean, I can't be in the same country as any of my exes. It's just not good news for me, let alone film a subpar teen drama show. Like I just that gives me so much anxiety. It's like sitting in like a hot thick sweat of your ex.
So you haven't had smooth breakups then?
I don't know what you mean. But she came out and said, you know, I felt pressured into getting married to him and the treatment on set was like really disgusting. So I'm like, wait, their whole relationship was a lie? And I won't hear a word about
absolutely not. And also that set sounded disgusting, like, years and years later now. They're all just saying it was very, like, they were sexualizing teenagers or that kind of stuff. Question I want to throw at you.
Hit me.
What's worse for kids watching these shows now? Was it worse for us watching, say, like, OC, One Tree Hill, Gossip Girl, where it was, like, underage drinking, underage sex, all of that?
White privilege.
Yeah. Or is it worse the kids thinking gangs and cults and King Gargoyle is what they need to be associated with at that age?
That's a really good question.
Gargoyle King, sorry, I'm just going to correct myself there.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to. Yeah, that's a really great question because, you know, these boys are idolized. Like, I mean, cult leader Jughead, he's like the perfect guy. Well, not the perfect guy. He's a little rough around the edges, but
he wears a beanie. He's cool.
Yeah, I know. What kind of message are we sending to our kids? Our kids are going to be fucked up.
Are you fucked up from your intake of all the teen dramas?
Yeah, I'll tell you why, because I so badly wanted to be Misha Barton. Every time I watched the OC and she was wearing those low slung skirts and like the double singlets and a Chanel necklace, I just thought, why am I not that? Like, I thought that I needed to be her.
Yeah.
And then and we're the same age, by the way.
Yeah.
And neck minute, she's on bath salts hanging off. Like, this is real life, by the way.
I see we've transitioned to, like, the real world now.
And is that me? Am I holding a mirror to myself? Am I on bath salts?
Are you?
I don't know.
I hope
to
not.
Be honest. But am I?
I would get you help, but I'm busy.
Am I going to dip back into Riverdale to see Chad Michael Murray?
Yep.
I don't know why that was a question.
Was it?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Because I want to. I mean, I've seen him what he looks like recently, but I want to see his acting chops.
Yep.
Not that he ever really brought anything
no.
highbrow to the table, but...
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that all goes down.
I might also just dip in just to see what that looks like as well. It was shocking watching the latest episode.
Yeah, actually, that would be such a stark... Yeah, it'd be a punch in the face.
It was literally a punch in the face, the throat. Yeah. I was choking.
And they can't, I guess they can't go back to, like, normal life now. I just want to Betty to get pregnant or something. I don't know. Am I old-fashioned for wanting her to just have a teen pregnancy and that's how the show goes?
Absolutely.
Sue me.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me.
So who would you fuck out of both shows?
Oh, Nathan Scott, 100%. Like
Nathan Scott?
Yes.
He's such a vanilla wafer. Why would you want that?
Okay, because... I don't know. I actually don't know. It's so
he literally had a milk body.
Yeah. It's so hard for me to describe my sexual preferences because they're so far reaching.
Yeah.
As you'll come to learn on this show. Yeah. He was dumb. He was so stupid.
He was so stupid.
But so big. And I just thought, yeah, I could probably manipulate him and then fuck him.
Okay. Is that how you usually lure them in?
No, that's one of my tactics.
One of the methods.
And
Riverdale.
For me,
I would have said like Lucas Scott, like first two seasons, mm-hmm. but then the hair started going weird. Mm. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
The hairstyles kind of went into a realm that I wasn't comfortable with.
I dare say if we look back into Ancestry.com, he's got... Some spicy. I don't know. The hair was too straight. Straight and spiky. But I guess I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then Riverdale.
I guess KJ App is the normal choice, but.
Yes, but I don't want to be. I don't want to be a basic bitch.
Is that why you dyed your hair orange? For KJ, Archie.
Oh yeah, good point.
Yeah. Lisa's hair's orange now.
What you can't see.
They can't.
Oh, shit. Skeet for me. Skirt. You know why? Because of...
Scream days?
No, The Craft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you're so more attracted to him in The Craft than Scream.
No. I'm just taking notes from that back then. I mm-hmm. thought he was so hot in The Craft and seeing him as a zaddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because does things to me. So. Okay. No need to go too deep into it, babe.
No. Just trying to like, just wondering why The Craft over Scream, because I feel like he had more of a role in Scream. It was a bit more present.
Yeah, but I don't think I was as attached to Scream as I thought.
I'm very attached to Scream.
I thought Craft was way better.
I love The Craft as well.
Yeah. So, and for you, Riverdale?
For Riverdale, I would, I think KJ is too, like, obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'd go with, like, maybe Kevin, that's the gay one.
Oh, but he was so problematic in the way that he was trolling for D, going out and
cruising.
Yeah, he was
cruising. Problematic? That's a lifestyle for some people.
No, I don't mean problematic. I mean like I felt so unsafe, and
for
him. Yeah, I knew he was gonna get stabbed or something.
So that makes him less attractive.
Yeah. Oh, I like safety. Oh, really? Okay.
You like safety,
safety
man.
First. If I get into a car with a guy and he doesn't buckle up, see ya.
Yep, I'm sure Skeet from old Craft is a real safe option there for you.
As I said, my vagina knows no bounds, and mm-hmm. I have different.
You're an open book.
It goes what? I'm attracted to different things. Safety one day, and a bad boy the next day.
Yeah, that's just life.
Yeah, that's just me.
Okay.
That
might be a place to leave it, I guess.
Well, it's been, I think, a really interesting episode where we haven't talked about trying to fuck everyone in Hollywood once
We did
again.
Finish talking about trying to fuck people.
Yeah. We tried to bring you...
Consistency.
Body posy.
Oh, yeah.
Grammys, topical, and Rami Malek's penis. What more could you want?
Yeah. I'm happy that the Dina made an appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dina will be coming back next week, the Dina Award. Yeah. And if you didn't like any of it, sorry.
Please tell us.
Please tell us. And thanks. Now to our sign off. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Deeply in love with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.